Welcome to the Fuller Chasey Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 22nd of March, and I'm recording at 9:29 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in what was sunny and mild London. Okay, now let's look at what happened here in stock markets. A bit of a mixed picture in this sort of quiet lull here following these rallies of 5-6 weeks. Japan steadier here today in the Asia Pacific region. The Nikkei 225 up just under 2%. China, however, which has been strong really in the last fortnight, is a little weaker in here. Down 0.2% on the Shanghai Composite Index, and Hong Kong indices were down very slightly as well. Thereafter, South Korea a little firmer, along with India fractionally firmer, ditto Malaysia and Thailand. We're talking about very modest gains here. Indonesia down nearly 0.2% overall. Then, in moving on to the European indices, they had been quite weak earlier today following the Brussels attacks. Market sold off generally following that horrific event. But then they picked up a little later on, and the German market up under half of a percentage point. Most of the indices were a little bit firmer. The exceptions were, looks like, Netherlands and Spain, but down tiny. Well, Spain down 0.3%. So it was a quiet day, generally, and for the markets, including the UK, up fractionally. Wall Street was firmer, soft initially, then briefly in positive territory, closed weaker, though, down almost 0.25% on the Dow, considerably less, under 0.1% for the S&P, and the NASDAQ composite was actually up just over 0.25%. But I think to put this on to perspective here, we've got a lull here. We've had this really strong rally against the background of panicky sentiment in the middle of February. And now we've gone to, back into overbought conditions on a short-term basis. And we also have increased valuations for a number of these markets. Pretty well all of these markets, actually. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see really some ranging and gradual rollover up here. But the key point to make is that this is not a replay of 2000. It's not a replay of 2008. I think it's more like 2012, only a little bigger. And it's likely to last longer than 2012. I think we're really in a trading range here overall. Most markets, not all of them. I mean, some markets, you'll notice that a few of the Eastern European markets broken out to the upside, and New Zealand among developed economies, albeit a small one. But a really impressive performance there. So, but I think in terms of the European region, it's got the migrant problems, people doubting whether the European Union can survive, people worrying about the Brexit situation. On both the continent and also in the in the UK. So there are a lot of uncertainties here, which I think will keep the headwinds in play for European stock markets overall more often than not. It's also keeping their valuations quite reasonable overall. And, you know, you've got some blue chip stocks, not least in Germany and the UK, with some terrific terrific yields. So despite the political situation overall, it's not a lost cause in terms of opportunities, and longer term rewards maybe on share price appreciation, but some income, which is not all that prevalent around the globe. And okay, that income comes with volatility in stock markets, but many investors take that as red, and they buy more when markets are weak and lighten a little bit when they're strong, if they want to play that volatility. Now, looking elsewhere, the U.S. government bond yields edging higher, up to 1.94%, still quite low here overall, though. The VIX index also picked up a little bit, with Wall Street easing on for the S&P and the Dow. And the VIX is back up to 14.17. It's still clearly on the lower side of its overall range. The dollar is steadier in here, albeit from the lower side of its trading range, the dollar index, that is. But it's up 0.38 ticks. That takes it up to 95.665. Sterling, weaker in here at 1.4209. The euro is quiet here at 1.1216, but the euro is reasonably steady. Australian dollar firm, 0.7623. And what about the Japanese yen? 112.35 against the greenback. Now, the bigger story of the day, possibly the biggest story here among markets, is that the CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, that hit a new recovery high. And to put that in perspective, because it was coming off a very low base, but nevertheless, this is the best rally that we've seen since the first half of 2014. But of course, it's coming from a much lower level than we were seeing in the first half of 2014. And what it all means is that the overwhelming probability is that we have seen the bottom, and it's really just a matter of how much we've more of a V-bottom type of reversal pattern, and when those eventually spill over, we get some right-hand extension, in other words, a partial pullback and ranging phase. And that lies ahead for us. But commodities, it's one area where I've said that when commodities turn, they tend to turn quite strongly, albeit from levels that alarm people on the downside and never or seldom more than we've seen in this cycle. And therefore, you surprise on the downside, you're also going to surprise on the upside. And we've seen that downside surprise, so now we're going to see a little more of the upside surprise. So what about some of the individual commodities in here? Well, starting with crude oil, just a little bit higher here, and the WTI crude is at 41.45. 41.45, and that is just below the Brent level, which is at 41.57, up tiny bit in here today. The precious metals are mostly steady. Palladium, or firm, mostly firm. Palladium is up 2.65. That was quite strong yesterday, but it's a little further follow through on the upside. 605.6. And we've got silver up to, well, that's eased back a little bit now, 15.885. But that's up nearly 4 cents. And the platinum, steady in here, up 15 at 996, nearly 997. It's a good pattern, that, both platinum and silver. Well, they're all steady, these precious metals. They look like they're going to break again to the upside, I think, if not before the end of this month, in April, we'll see that actually happening. We will get a further recovery. Probably less on fear, but more on the basis that we're seeing some little bit of pickup now in inflation overall, and that the dollar is not going to be quite as strong as people were forecasting a little while ago. And of course, fear is somewhat of a factor in there, but it's not all fear, is the point I'm trying to make. And that's a good thing in terms of precious metal bulls. And I think that investors are gradually moving from the view that, well, these are just commodities to these are monetary metals as well. Now, looking at, did I run through all of them? I'm not sure I mentioned gold. Gold up just under $5 here. It's at $12.48 and change. And then some strength in some of the agricultural commodities. I mean, sugar has just been powering ahead here on a shortage of production due to overly wet weather. White sugar up another 5.8 in here, and the other sugar is at 16.58, but strong. Just they've been going up very sharply for over a month now, and the grains and beans quietly steady in here today, including rough rice a little higher as well, and they have all combined here to what I mentioned at the beginning of this discussion on commodities, is to push that continuous commodity index, the CCI index, to its new recovery high for the year. And to repeat the point, its best gain since the first half of 2014. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.